At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
58 degrees right now. Going to be diddling 80.
Ooh, that's some warm diddling.
Sunny all day long. Tomorrow, high 82, potential thunderstorms, a little bit of drizzle. Sunday, rainy, possibly.
Oh.
Close to near 80 for a high. So, I mean, yeah. We're getting back to your warm weather that you love so much.
I enjoy.
Your long sleeve polo shirt. You want to wear a polo shirt? No, it's too cold.
I can't figure out this room, man.
I know. It is pretty cold in here.
Okay.
I dress for winter every day.
I don't want to mess with it because it's working.
I don't think pushing buttons on that thing does anything. No. I'm convinced.
I think it pisses somebody off and they just jack it up to 90.
So you think there's somebody on the other side
of
that? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So exciting news for the town of Henrietta.
What happened?
Well, you know, Red Lobster 2 years ago started going through some like major issues.
Yeah, like they were closing stores.
Exactly. Because of that, they had to start closing stores. So our only Red Lobster left in Rochester is in Greece.
Yeah.
And the Henrietta Red Lobster location, which had been open for like ever, has been closed for going on 2 years now. But there will be something new in there soon. Mosu Asian barbecue and hot pot.
Ooh.
Okay.
So this looks like a legit like...
Like Korean barbecue?
Yeah, like I
this isn't the one where like you grill it on the table.
That's exactly what
it is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I love those joints.
So
I've never been.
It looks like this place is gonna like, I don't know if it's knocking down the Red Lobster, but like they have, I'm looking at architectural plans for like this like sleek, cool looking barbecue.
The stuff is delicious.
And hot pot. Okay, so you're into this.
Oh yeah.
When's the last time you ate this?
So I had it. So I used to go down and see my niece in Manhattan.
Okay.
We used to go to this because it was right next to her apartment.
Ooh, check me out. I'm Metro Tommy cooking my own meat.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
So her boyfriend, before he became her lover husband, would cook for us because I didn't like cooking it.
Okay.
So he would do all the cooking
for
us.
So he did it on the table for
so
you?
So he would
take your meat.
He would do it all for us.
Okay.
You are so such
great.
A bitch.
So I'd sit there and the kid would grill it because he was really good at it.
Okay.
Could you cook
that
my meat
weird.
For me,
I
sir?
Would feel funny.
I mean, for a pasty boy, the kid could do some Korean barbecue.
I would feel a little funny, though, watching somebody at my table cook for
well,
me.
Well, you're going to do it. Well, the theory is you all do it yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
But if somebody else wants to do it,
right.
I could just drink.
All right, so it looks like they only have one other location in Albany.
Oh.
But this also looks kind of like fancy-ish.
So wait, they only have... This is going to be their second store?
So it doesn't say in the
story. Is this going to be too fancy for us?
I don't think
so. It's too fancy.
Yeah, I mean, well,
but it is one of those places, it sounds like it's cool, but like you're not going to go every weekend. You know what
no.
I mean? It's not. It's a once in a while kind of place.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, but I mean, that's Red Lobster too, right?
Yeah
true.
What I'm saying is I don't think this is one of those things where it's like you walk into it and you feel intimidated.
Yeah.
It's just, it looks like a different vibe than the rest of the restaurants that are on Jefferson Road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there isn't like, I mean, there's great restaurants. There's not like an exclusive, like, I don't belong here restaurant on Jefferson Road. Not that this is either. Okay. So the world of commercial dining.
Yeah, okay.
Right, going out to eat.
Yeah.
Is changing. because now every restaurant is one of five Asian restaurants.
Oh.
It's everywhere.
So,
okay.
So basically all new restaurants are Asian?
Well, okay. Yeah. See, when you say it like that, it makes me sound terrible. All new restaurants are Asian.
They're all moving in.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, the Jeff has changed.
There are five types of Asian restaurants that now exist.
All right.
You have your traditional Chinese, 10 minutes, you know, little kid doing his homework, will take your order.
Been around forever.
You got it. All right, then you have your sushi restaurants, whether they are all you can eat or they come around on a little conveyor belt or whatever. You have your ramen restaurants.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tai Chi, that's become very popular. They have like five locations now across the greater Rochester area. You have your seafood bag restaurants.
The who, what?
Okay, so this is kind of new.
Is that Asian?
Yes.
Seafood bag?
So you get like crab.
Isn't that your mom's name in high school? Everybody munching on that seafood bag.
There's seafood boils.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have like an Asian. There's other Asian items on the menu, so I assume.
Where's this? Where's
I did not
this
know that.
So there's a couple of them now across the greater Rochester area. The one that's near me is in the old Outback Steakhouse on Jefferson Road.
Oh.
It's called like Juicy Crab. That's what it's called.
Juicy Crab?
Juicy Crab. But there's a couple of
which is so weird. That was your mother's backup name.
Why would she need a backup name?
Just in case.
Why would she need a just in case name? And then we have the hot pot that we're talking about here. But, like, if you wanted to eat only Asian food, you could, like, every day of the week have a different kind of Asian food. And it's weird. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Well, I was just going to say, at a couple of these places, and the new one you're just describing, too, like, you serve yourself. It's really actually more work for you, but we love the idea of it.
I mean, it is. This makes me nervous because I'm afraid I'm going to undercook my meat and I'm going to get
sick.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I like it rare. But
I don't want to ruin it. Yeah. I want like the expert to
this
do it.
This stuff is so shaved, though. It's hard to like undercook it.
But you say that.
It's not like you're flopping like a T-bone down and eating it.
Unpopular radio personality dies of trichinosis. Oh, and I also forgot the classic hibachi. So I guess we got six because there's a couple of hibachi restaurants around here. See what I'm saying? Everything now, Asian.
True.
No cheese.
Yeah, no bread.
Sucks. But like Henrietta has become such a melting pot of restaurants, because you got all your American chain restaurants, which, you know, that's all well and good. Mm-hmm. But there are a ton of Mexican places, a ton of Indian places.
Which is also Asian.
Yes, a ton of, but there's a difference between Indian and the rest of the Asian.
Yes, they are.
Okay, why do you
They are part of Asia, and they get pissed off when you don't recognize
them. Well, no, oh, really?
Yes.
How many Indian guys do you talk to?
Two.
What? Don't ask them.
On a regular basis?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to call my Indian pal who always gets upset. Hello, I'd like to acknowledge, first off, that India is part of Asia, and let's continue our conversation.
They're Sanjay and Fareed. They work at Wegmans.
Okay.
They're great kids.
They're not your friends.
Well, they're nice to me.
You just paint them as, like, your besties.
They're nice to me. They get paid to be nice to you. You're like the guy that buys a birthday cake for the Hooters waitress named Sanjay and Fareed. But even when you walk into like grocery stores now, you see the influence. And it's not just Wegmans who's been on the cutting edge of this stuff, right? Like, you know, Tops and smaller grocery stores are now offering like Indian, Mexican, Chinese, you know, Korean. And it's not just like the standard, like, here's a thing, egg rolls. It's like, you know, intricate Asian dishes.
Yeah, it is far. Like when I was a kid, like the only thing, like besides like traditional Chinese restaurant was the stuff you could get in a can. Like chow mein, but it just like slid out of a can. You put it in a skillet.
Is chow mein an Americanized version?
Totally. I don't even think it's Asian. I think something we made up.
Yeah, that's
that is. It's completely American.
Yeah.
So my mom was telling me, like, because when she was a kid, she grew up in California, and when she moved here, she was like shocked that we had no Mexican food. Like, you couldn't find Mexican food anywhere. She was like, it's not until, like, really recently where, like, now we can go out and get, like, you know, tacos, your standard Mexican food. She's like, it was nowhere to be found when we moved here.
No, you're right. When I was a kid, there was not a Mexican restaurant in town. It was Taco Bell. That was it.
Yeah.
And even that was too Mexican for me, buddy. No, because I remember my dad would get all excited. He loved Taco Bell. So, like, anytime we were around the old Irondequoit Mall, we would go to the Irondequoit Mall. Because, again, even Taco Bell, they had one
unique,
in Greece.
Yeah.
There was one in Irondequoit, and that was it.
Delicacy.
When I was in high school, if we wanted Taco Bell, we would have to drive from Gates all the way to Ridge Road and then back.
But for $10, you could eat like a king.
Yes, it was great, but it's a hell of a hike at 2 in the morning when you're, hey, baby, we'll go get Taco Bell. we'll go get Taco Bell. 252 WCMF. The Red Lobster, old Red Lobster in Henrietta on Jefferson Road, is getting a new tenant. It's called Mosu. Asian barbecue and hot pot. And as Tommy described, they put a grill in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And you cook your own meat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a broth involved.
Yeah,
in
they
it.
Bring like these fixins and you just dump it all in.
Talk about fixins?
Oh, you got some fixins.
Got some fixins. But again, like the ability we have now to eat around the world in Rochester, it is weird because it does feel like it's always been this way.
No, but when we were kids, it definitely wasn't.
There was like none of that stuff. Like I'm trying to think of the most ethnic restaurant I ate at.
Like we'd go to Wegmans to get Chinese food even.
Yeah. But someone in this room still says that's good Chinese food.
It's delicious. They fly these guys in from like Tokyo.
No, they don't.
Yes, really, they do their training.
To make you lo mein.
Yes, they do their training. All those sushi guys are trained by the high priest of Tokyo sushi.
The high priest of sushi Tokyo.
Tokyo. Yes.
I think, Kimmy, the most ethnic restaurant I went to when I was a kid was Agatina's. Like, no joke.
Okay, well, that's very rootsy Italian. Yeah, sure.
But like but again, like there were 15 Italian restaurants. Like outside of Italian, I can't think of another ethnic restaurant I would go to as a kid.
Is that just because like our parents didn't take us to those places, or did those places really just not exist?
Well, like Mama San's has been around for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So because it was open when you got here.
Yeah.
In 93.
Mm-hmm.
But outside
that was something like that was like the Vietnamese food and Thai.
Yeah. But like outside of that, I can't think of another like straight up rootsy, authentic, ethnic restaurant that wasn't Italian before like the year 2004. What am I missing? 252 WCMF. Because I don't want to, it's there.
Yeah.
Because you're right. My dad also seems like the kind of guy that's like, ugh.
Well, I guess so.
Did you have a burger? Does it have fries? I ain't going.
And it's not even like, even if those places did exist, our parents weren't Googling the menu. So I can also understand like not wanting to walk in, not really knowing the menu or if my kids are going to like this. Yeah.
Well, but what's funny now is like, you're right. You need a taste for it.
Yeah.
Right? But there has been a shift, I think, in the majority of people. I'm willing to try it.
Try something new.
Yeah. Like, I mean, most people like, hey, I've never had this before, but I think it's good. They'll go with you.
Yeah.
Right?
People are more open-minded probably now.
When it comes to food?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's the only other reason why these places would exist.
Yeah.
Because, like, I knew people that, they wouldn't eat out of their zone of chow.
Oh, you're talking about your mouth chow zone?
Yeah.
Which also came in a can.
It's easier, too, to decide, like, what you want to order. Like, I can literally go on like their social media and see what those dishes look like and see if it's something that I think I would like or not instead of just reading the menu and thinking like, I don't know if this is going to be too spicy for me. I don't know if this is something I would like.
Well, when you talk about why people are more open-minded and that's why these are successful, though, I think you're also underestimating the amount of folks that have these cultures in their background. Cause like when it comes to Asian food, Henrietta, I believe, has two Asian grocery stores.
Oh.
Like straight up
Asian.
And my girls love going into these places because like TikTok stuff will show up in there.
Yeah. They have stuff that you can't find anywhere else.
But
like
it is
the snacks.
It's so intimidating because I don't know what anything is.
Well, of course. Well,
there's also that spot in Eastview Mall. They bring in like snacks from countries around the world.
Yep.
And it's like different versions of it's brands you've heard of, but flavors you can't get here.
And sometimes the bag's moving. Not for me.
Boo.
But I don't think there's still got to be a lot of like we used to call them meat and potato guys.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Just meat and potatoes. That's all I want. And I don't know if that guy's dying out, but my generation, my dad's generation, those guys were like, that was their food.
Sure. I mean, but it's funny when you talk about like the food that were like these ethnic restaurants, Asian and Mexican and Indian. They're meat and potato places. Like, I mean, what we're describing here, it's meat and potatoes.
Yeah, but it's not their meat and potatoes. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let me put it this way. My dad is that guy. My dad is burger, fries, steak, that's it.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
I told you, we went to Juicy Crab for my nephew's birthday a couple years ago, and I watched my dad order oysters.
Oh.
And my dad sat and had oysters.
So he had raw. So he hit the raw bar.
Yeah, but he got them for just him.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a table of like 12 people. And my dad.
I'm surprised he likes that.
He loves oysters, I guess.
Well, he probably also feels fancy eating them. That's part of it.
In a former Outback Steakhouse on Jefferson Road. No, but what I'm getting at is my dad was that guy. And if my dad is going to sit in an Asian seafood restaurant and eat raw oysters, the world is changing, right, man.
So like when I was a kid, there was like two, because I worked with a lot of World War II guys. There are two types of World War II guys. Guys that served in Europe and guys that served out in the Pacific. And those two guys were completely different dudes when they ate.
Really?
Yeah, because the guys that served over there in Asia had a completely open mind about food compared to the guys that served in Europe.
That's interesting.
Because of what they saw.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And especially when they went on leave. You know, when they went on leave and they went on shore, you know, during the war, they were exposed to a lot of stuff. Where when they went to Europe, it was kind of their food.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and you could tell the difference between the two dudes when they was about how open they were about trying things.
Man. Well, I mean, to that point, you know, it used to be war made the world smaller.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But you take a kid from Nebraska, now he's in the Philippines.
Sure.
And he's on leave in Australia. He's exposed to everything he didn't even know existed.
It makes perfect sense. But, like, going
especially
along.
Especially the ladies.
Going along those lines.
You talk to them ladies.
For God's sakes. You talk about the 18-year-old from Nebraska.
Yeah.
It used to be for him to be exposed to this stuff, they had to hand him a rifle and send him across the world.
Yeah.
Now that same 18-year-old kid from Nebraska is looking at this on Instagram, TikTok,
yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
It makes it less foreign. Less uncomfortable to them?
I'm just saying war really opens up your mind to food. Mmm.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Like, of all the pests that can show up in your house,
oh, sure.
These are the creepiest of creepies.
Oh.
Just straight up scary. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
They serve a very valuable purpose. If these things all of a sudden disappeared, our lives would be a lot harder.
Oh.
It doesn't change the fact that when you have one flying around,
yeah.
You're horrified.
Well, they do look creepy as hell.
Well, Tommy, you got to leave them alone.
Yeah.
You can't hurt
them. Why would you touch them?
That is, until now.
What?
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, now in New York State.
Yeah.
You are allowed to kill bats.
Bats!
That's right. So there have been reports that the bat population has gotten bigger in New York State over the last few summers.
Remember they were dying for a while? They had some, like, disease?
No, I don't. Really?
Yeah. And then they were, like, they were dropping out, so they must have fixed that.
You fix a bat thing?
Yeah.
So to the folks that listen that are in the extermination game, is it true that we've had a boom in the bat population the last couple of years? Because you had to deal with this personally, Kimmy.
Yeah. Last year, around this time, almost exactly a year ago today, we had a bat flying around our house, and it turns out they had gotten into the attic, and the guy who came to, like, trap the bat said, like, it's happening all throughout our neighborhood. Like, he's like, I just did two houses on your street within this week.
But they eat all the bugs.
Yes, yeah. They're very important. Yes. Yeah. I mean, we have a massive mosquito problem.
Mosquitoes, yeah.
Yeah, they chow on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. In the summertime, if you have a bat problem in New York State, it is more complicated than it seems.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't kill them.
They have to, like, come in and remove them. Or, like, basically, what they did was they set up a tube so the bats can get out, but they can't get back in.
Gotcha.
Oh, all right.
So that's kind of how they get them out of your house, and then they seal up where they think they're getting in.
Okay.
They should make those for in-laws.
Folks, come on.
Hey.
Try the veal. It's made out of bat. So you can't kill bats in the summertime in New York until a certain time.
Oh.
So between May 15th and August 15th, it's illegal in New York State to kill a bat. It's breeding season for them.
Hey.
Which means now it's bat killing season in New York State.
So do they, like nest and, like, make eggs and sit on them?
They don't lay eggs. They like birth live babies.
They're like mice.
Oh, okay.
You thought bats laid eggs?
I don't know how bats came.
You ever seen a
bat?
Well,
birds lay eggs and they make a nest.
You ever have a bat omelet?
No.
You thought because it flies, you thought everything that flies lays eggs?
Well, it's kind of it looks like a devil bird.
Devil bird.
Now, I want to be clear.
Yeah, be clear.
When it says that you are allowed to kill bats now in New York State because it's past August 15th.
Yeah, you can't just, like, shoot them out of the air.
Well, I don't know. Does that mean
it's bat season.
Does that mean anyone can kill bats? Or do I need to be, like, a license?
It seems like a very weird thing to make legal, because I would see people, like, taking that a little too far.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, I get, like, maybe if one's in your house, you got to swat it down and it dies or something along those lines. But I wouldn't think, like, it's just open season on bats.
Well, unless you need, like, a license to do it. It's like, I'm allowed to catch a mouse and kill a mouse or catch a rat.
Yeah, you can exterminate them.
Right, yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, I've never seen anyone, like, kill a bat.
It's not easy.
Usually you just shoo them.
Yeah.
Do they sell bat poison or something like that at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's?
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about.
I don't know.
That would just be standard poison. Yeah. Like, the same stuff.
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, you have to be careful about what, like, poisons you give to certain animals, because some will carry it other places and it affects the rest of the ecosystem.
Right.
So, like,
and they're in your house too most of the time, so you don't want to, like, have poison everywhere.
Well, but so are mice and rats.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, can you hunt them, like, out in the wild?
How would you hunt
a
bat?
Like
that
a duck.
Would be easy.
You get in a duck blind, but you dress up as a big bat.
Yeah.
And you get a costume like that.
Yeah,
and
it'd have to be in the middle of the night, though.
Yeah, with a night scope.
Question.
You blow them out of the sky.
Question.
What?
Why would I have to dress up like a bat? Duck hunters don't dress up like
ducks. Well, they kind of do. They kind of do. They kind of do a little bit with the colors and stuff.
No,
no.
Nobody's got a beak on.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody's like wearing feathers when they go duck hunting, you idiot. Hey, you want to go bat hunting? Tommy shows up as Batman. Hey, guys. You guys ready to go? all right. So if it is legal, and again, do not, we don't know. So don't just go out and start killing bats.
Yeah, go look it up.
So again, we are in this period in the year where you are allowed to kill bats. We don't know if you can do it yourself or you need to be, like, a licensed person. There are two issues when it comes to if you were legally allowed to kill a bat yourself. One, you would have to catch them.
Yeah.
And you went through that. You know, it's not easy.
Nope.
Two, you would have to physically do it. Do you have it in you to kill a bat?
Well, I mean, like, to swat it down, like Kimmy said, or?
I mean, whatever way it would be. Swat it.
Smack it.
Grab it. Smash it with a hammer.
I ain't grabbing no damn bat. It'll bite you.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what I mean.
Bat got teeth, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
And grab it with, like, a towel or something.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Let's say you got a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And there's a bat in your basement.
Yeah.
Could you bring yourself to hit? No, you couldn't.
No. I mean, I just wanted to add it. I'm just going to shoo it
out. No, I understand, but it's not easy to shoo it out. The bat doesn't know.
No.
If it's harder to shoo, it's going to be even harder to hit it with a baseball bat.
Unless you,
because they're pretty spry.
No, I understand. Spry.
They move around, man.
Is that what it looks like when a bat's on the move, you idiot?
Because anytime I've ever dealt with a bat, like, it just freaks me out.
Yeah. Just kind of duck for cover.
Because, you know, people that have, like, houses up on the lakes, they deal with this stuff a lot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And one of the things I heard that they do, if you have an umbrella, like, on your patio, they go up in there. And sometimes you'll crank open your umbrella and there's like one in there. And that would, I would crap myself.
Well, yeah, man.
At least it's outside.
Yeah, but still, like, you're cranking that thing open and you're standing right underneath and the damn thing's looking at you.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. It is now bat killing season.
Let's
in
go
New
get
York State. Between May 15th and August 15th, during breeding season, it's illegal in New York State to kill a bat. But we are now past August 15th. And again, we don't know if it means that anyone can kill a bat or like licensed professionals are now allowed to go kill bats because, you know, you guys bring up a good point. It's hard to catch them and wrangle them. So calling someone's probably the best idea. So we do know for sure that the mouse and rat problem has gotten worse in Rochester. In fact,
rats.
Last year, we were on a top 20 list for cities with the biggest pest problem.
We were rat town.
Pestiest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mouse, rat, bat infestation at your house. Give me a power ranking, Tommy, of the one that would bother you most to least. Bat, rat, mouse.
It's going to go rat, bat, mouse.
Okay.
Rat number one, don't want it.
Okay.
Bat number two, mice.
Kimmy, would you agree?
My little mice, kind of adorable.
I mean,
that's eating all your food.
As scary as bats are, they don't like chew through things. So like they just like find spaces into your house. Like they'll never like scratch or, you know, chew through a wall or something, which I think mice and rats do. So like mice.
We don't want any mats in here either. All you Matthews, get the hell out.
Mice and rats will probably cause a little bit more damage wise. So I'm going to put the rat number one.
Okay.
Mice, I probably... You've probably lived with mice and not even known. So I'm gonna go rats, bats, and then mice.
Okay.
Do you have like an exterminator comes to your house?
No, we've actually been pretty fortunate when it comes to like wild stuff around our house.
No, I mean like to kill the mice in your house.
No, so my wife a couple years ago thought she saw a mouse one time.
Yeah.
So she bought a bunch of glue traps
to
handle it herself, and she managed to catch herself in a glue trap.
Oh. Okay.
Got stuck on the stairs.
Wow.
In our basement.
All right.
But no, we've never had to call an exterminator for anything.
Because we must have four of those like professional traps around our house.
Oh, really?
For mice. Yeah, we live right next to the woods.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but here's the thing. So I've heard a theory.
Yeah. Because,
you know, I live out in the middle of nowhere, West Henrietta, that because where we live, there's so many wild animals.
They add them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so we don't have to worry about
nice.
It.
Nice.
We got a lot of
fun. These college kids would get a hankering for them. That'd be great.
Let's not encourage people to eat bats, rats, and mice. Remember what happened a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, it'd be fun. You know, college kids doing the mouse challenge.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, living in the country, we got bats all the time. No clue how they get in. It's always an adventure to get them out. Usually a pool skimmer works pretty well without killing one. Oh, man, he sent me a picture of a bat he caught. Look at how nasty that thing looks.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, he's got his teeth out and everything. He does got teeth, don't he?
Yeah, yeah. But country guys are used to all this stuff. Like, country people know how to deal.
Okay, you have
I'm a soft boy, so I ain't touching no damn bat.
You have this idea of what people in the country are?
Yeah, they're tough. They're farm people. They're animal people.
This guy who wrote us, who lives in the country, just said, it's really creepy. We have to get him with a pool skimmer. And he goes, good, your people pretty
tough.
Yeah,
but he does it.
Okay, look, whether or not you're tough, a mouse runs across the floor when you're not expecting it. You're going to jump.
Yeah,
a
probably.
Bat comes flying in your kitchen.
I don't think country boys jump.
That's one of my favorite.
Country boys don't jump.
Okay.
I was going to try to rhyme it with like humping something.
It's a Friday. All right. That's all I got for you guys. It's almost Saturday. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, listen. I took my wife for the first time back in the early 90s to Indonesia. She saw a lot of bats, and then she never want to go back there.
There were so many bats, she didn't want to go back to Indonesia.
Well, here's the thing. The bats in Indonesia, they live in the house, and then they're flying inside the house, actually.
So that's like a standard thing for you guys?
Yes.
And you just love...
But they're like the size of bald eagles.
No, there is a fruit bat. Actually, that one, Tommy, it is very delicious. The meat is so red and then so healthy because they eat fruit. The big one. I mean, about pound and a half to pound, maybe.
Sorry, I asked.
Hey, there you go. That's what you get for asking about the bats. All right, so Teddy, I mean, do you guys, other than eating them, leave them alone because they help take care of the bugs?
Yes.
That's
exactly correct, yes.
All right, so it's funny, man. Yeah. Like it just depends on where you grow up. Like,
well, yeah, that's their norm. Yeah.
So, Teddy, if you had a bat in your house flying around, it would not bother you at all?
None at all, but except my wife, she's going to be screaming even when she saw the what you call spiders crawling, she was freaking out.
That's tough, Teddy. Country tough, Teddy. Tommy,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day, of course, Teddy. Let's take a break.
All right.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This was a place for people without a lot of cash to find amazing deals on fantastic clothes.
Busted chic.
It's not so much that way anymore.
No, it ain't.
And don't get me wrong. Even the way their things are now, it is a good thing. But what was a godsend not that long ago to parents with kids has become all-out war to get the best stuff, battling against people who aren't buying these things to wear them.
What?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It is back to school shopping time.
Okay.
As you can tell with Tommy wearing his toddler long sleeve polo this morning. So parents, if you're out there, you're scrambling to get your kids' school clothes, and you're trying to do it the most affordable way possible. The average household with kids will spend just under $1,000 this year on back to school clothes.
Wait.
Household. Right. But it's still $1,000.
Yes.
Jeans and sneakers and khakis and sweatshirts. Khakis. And jackets. It's brutal. It is brutal.
Well, is there any alternative?
There is, actually.
What's that, Pat?
So, lucky for parents, the vintage trend is still possible, meaning you and your kid may want to take a trip to the thrift store before you go anywhere else.
All right. Shop used.
The thrift store is a godsend.
Oh, yeah.
You are spending a literal fraction of what you would have.
Mm-hmm.
That is if you have the guts. So over the weekend, last weekend, Goodwill held their fourth annual what they call thrift crawl.
All right.
So you signed up, you got on a big-ass bus, and you went to three different thrift stores across the greater
Rochester.
You
got on a bus?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's become very popular.
Thrift tour.
Yeah.
All right.
We know someone who did this.
I'm sure we do.
So the reason thrifting has become so popular recently, not only do you have people looking for clothes they'll wear that are cheap, you're now battling with business owners that are trying to buy vintage clothing.
Thrill of the hunt.
Yep, and resell it can be at a steep markup. Yeah.
They kind of know what to look for, what brands to look for, what materials to look for. So they're going to, you know, pick through and really get to the good stuff.
But so hold on. So these people buy this stuff, and then where do they sell it?
At like markets, flea markets, some have websites. Yeah. So there are actual, I mean, there's like four or five vintage storefronts.
Okay.
Where their business plan is you go, you know, every day when the thrift store opens.
Deals.
And
you,
all right. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff in a thrift store, whatever one you go to, is still super cheap.
Yeah.
But most thrift stores now have what they call premium sections. Name brand.
Premium thrift.
Well, here's the thing. It works for them because they know that these folks will come in and buy the brand name clothes. And some of the prices, Kimmy, on this premium stuff in the thrift stores.
Oh, really? Is it
so
that
your
much
shabby
more?
Chic.
It's
so
outrageous.
They're almost kind of selling it for what these thrifters are going to sell
then why,
it for.
Then just go buy new clothes. Why would you buy some raggedy-ass
Well, because it's still nice stuff.
Yeah, a lot somebody of it, else's
like,
ass was
like you
in
said,
it
could be brands that if you bought new, you would be 10 times the price of what you're getting it in a thrift store for.
Exactly. It's still cheaper. And again, some of this stuff is stuff these companies don't make anymore.
Right.
You know, vintage
it's
band
older.
T-shirts, you know, labels that it is what it is.
Right.
I don't get your problem with thrift stores.
It's old people's it's old clothing.
You're wearing old people's clothing.
Yeah, but I started out new. It creeps me out to put somebody else's clothes on.
I don't get it.
I don't want my balls to be where some other dude's balls have been.
Oh, you mean other than
what?
Nothing.
No, go ahead, wise guy.
No. It can be very frustrating because on one hand, even the folks that are buying to resell at a higher price, you could argue they're doing a good thing. Because, Kimmy, every article of clothing that they sell, it's something that doesn't end up in a landfill.
Exactly.
But you made it cool, so everybody wants to go to these things now. And I get the guys that are coming in that are buying up some of that stuff. But you've been talking about this stuff for years. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Thrift stores?
That anybody went to them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought, like, when you dropped that stuff off, they gave it to, like, homeless people.
No. Well,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
You can donate things to those types of causes.
Yeah.
This is a different thing, though.
I get it.
No, you know, I love it. You're trying to play
it's popular now. It's expensive.
No, you're being a dick, and you're trying to not sound like a dick. You're calling everyone that goes to thrift stores busted is what you're doing.
Well, it is a little busted.
It's not busted, man. It's smart. It's a smart thing
to do. Well, I get it, but you were raised poor, so like you didn't have much.
No, but you were raised spoiled, so you just throw your wife's money away at absolutely everything.
So I go to the Spoiled Boy store.
You do look like you shop at the Spoiled Boy store. That's just outfit today. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The prices at thrift stores have been going up because of the popularity of vintage clothing and resale places. Folks that go in, they buy out the stuff that, you know, they know will resell. They sell it at 10 to 15 times what they bought it from the thrift store. The thrift store, now realizing this is happening, are setting up premium sections, stuff they know that these resellers want, and charging way more than they would have. And again, it's saving someone from going and buying what they call this fast fashion.
Okay.
You've heard this term before, right?
Was it?
So, like, companies like Sheen,
I think.
Like, these overseas places that will sell you really, really, really cheap clothes.
Kind of almost like knockoff designer stuff made with really crappy materials, but at a super low price.
Even stores like H&M in the mall.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you can go buy a t-shirt for $10.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But, like, that t-shirt is going to be...
Doesn't last you very long.
Yeah. Your kid's going to be done with it by March.
Oh.
Whereas, you know, this t-shirt that you're buying from the thrift store, it's existed for 30 years.
Good American cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton.
The other thing that's weird.
What
is vintage now?
Yeah, like, what's the age?
So
like
I don't.
Is it 10 years old?
I don't know if any other millennials have experienced this.
Does that have to reek of Dracar?
Kimmy, you've been. You go to Lucky Flea every once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go to some of these flea markets with these trendy vintage clothes dealers,
mm-hmm.
you are looking at some of the very same stuff that we didn't even care about when we were in high school.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny to me, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but some of the trends that are coming back around with like kids your daughter's age and younger, it's stuff that kids wore when we were in high school, but we didn't think it was cool.
That's what
in
I'm
high
saying.
School.
Yes, yes.
And it's so confusing. Like, why is this what you latched onto when it wasn't even cool when it was in style, I guess you could say.
Well, like to her point, I went to the Lucky Flea with my kids a couple of weeks ago. They had like a Taquillo Spikes Bills jersey t-shirt that was like $5 in the parking lot, $50. Nickelback t-shirts they used to sell at Hot Topic for $10 are like $100 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I went to the Lucky Flea Market with my kids, and my daughter, my oldest, was begging me to buy her. You remember those old big dog t-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Right? They were at like county fairs and probation hearings. Like, those were the only two places you'd see them. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would not allow my 15-year-old daughter to
Don't
put
you know
on.
What type of kid used to wear this?
Yeah, but then thank you. Yeah, yeah, if you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch.
So do they still sell? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So they used to be like, remember Big Johnson? Mm-hmm. That was a big joke, right? But everybody wore those shirts for a long time. Are those still floating around?
If you go walk into a bar in Fairport, you'll see a college kid in a Big Johnson or Big Dog. Or remember those old N1 t-shirts too?
Yeah,
hold
yeah.
my trophy, will I kiss your girlfriend? Like, those have come back all of a sudden?
All right.
I've also noticed just like with the footwear, like the kind of dorky looking New Balances and A6 shoes. And I remember having those as a kid and being like, oh, these aren't the cool shoes. Like, I remember not feeling cool wearing those shoes.
Well, I thought New Balance were like old man shoes.
They were.
They always were. Now they're like, kids see them as vintage, but I want to be like, but we didn't, like, you weren't, those were like your last option
and now
as
they're
a
cool.
kid. Yeah.
So like, yeah, New Balance is way back.
Yeah.
Right?
So they signed the first overall pick of the NBA draft, Cooper Flagg, to an endorsement deal.
God, he's 60 years old.
No, but Kimmy's right, man. Yeah. Like, if you see these 19, 20-year-old kids walking around, from the waist down, they look 70.
It's almost insulting. Like, that's what you think we thought was cool? That's not how it worked.
Amen, sister. Amen. It's a Bear, damn it, writes us on Instagram. Sorry, It's a Bear by God, writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, there are vendors that wait at the Goodwill door first to get in and grab it all.
It's like they know what days they do a restock.
Damn.
And like, there's other, so there are now vintage, there are, let me try this again, clearance thrift stores.
Okay.
So it's even a level below the thrift store.
It's below
crap. Stuff that gets sent there.
So like, it's,
it doesn't sell.
Whatever it is, like there are the, I think there's two places in Rochester where you go into this big room.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a warehouse.
Oh.
And they just dump all the stuff out.
So it's just laying out there?
And you go, it's like 3, 2, 1, go. And you're
digging
through the piles.
Sift through it?
Yeah, you got it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, I know people, I don't know if they still do this, but they were kind of on that, I'm going to start my own vintage booth phase. And they would, like, take road trips to go to different Goodwills and different used clothing stores.
Like out of state? Like,
well, not out of state, but they'd go to, like, Syracuse, or they'd go to Albany, or they'd make a weekend trip out of it to go see what else is, you know, just to experience a different place and what they have and what people there are selling.
So, like, it used to be when I...
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to sound really dorky. I was going to thrift stores in the early 2000s and buying out all of the Bill's Super Bowl stuff because I loved it. Like, the sweatshirts and the t-shirts that now sell for, like, $400 or $500.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted them because my dad had them. And they got repossessed by the bank. Okay. So that I wanted them back again to wear them to the games. I thought it was cool. And to Kimmy's point, you could find it around here.
Yeah.
If you went to, like, when I was on the road doing comedy, if you were, like, on the border of Pennsylvania,
those
places were just stuffed with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was out of Bill's country, but the Bills were so popular, you still had it.
So what's it worth now?
Got hundreds of dollars.
This stuff you got for, like, $10.
Yeah, less than 10, like a dollar.
You still have it?
Yes. I'm not going to sell it. I love
How are you not going to sell that?
Because I love this stuff. And
You're never going to wear it.
I wear it all the time.
I ain't seen you in one piece.
My wife wears it all the time. You don't forget.
By the way, I don't want to put something on that I can sell for $400. They're going to spill something on it.
No, I have two sweatshirts right now that go on eBay for between like $250 and $400.
Oh, my God. I'm unloading that stuff. You can make $500.
I like the sweatshirt.
Oh, the hell.
What is a $400 going
to do? Take a picture of yourself with it and then sell the goddamn thing.
What's the money going to do for me that the sweatshirt?
What's the money going to do?
What's it going to do?
You spend it.
No, but it's just going to be.
You put it back in the economy.
I'm going to spend it on other crap.
Let me tell you something. That's going to sit in a box.
Yeah.
And then you're going to die.
Okay.
Not soon enough.
Really?
And your daughters are going to put it out at the curb or throw it out.
Okay, fine. That's what it is.
Or cash out.
Okay, well, the clothes that you buy, that you spend all this money on, why do you buy them?
Because I like them.
Okay, thank you.
Wear them.
No, but I do wear them.
But I know this shirt is not going to be worth something in 10 years.
It's not worth anything now.
It
looks like a boat cover. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary. How are you, buddy?
Gary.
Great. How are you guys doing? I love the show.
Thank you.
Tommy Nation. Hey,
I like you, Gary.
Yeah, we lost him.
Better than the flea markets and the thrift stores. Estate sales.
Oh, yeah.
That's where. Oh, estate sales, man. And you could view everything online.
Picking over the bones of the dead.
Seriously.
I know.
You wonder why. Yeah, you're like, how did you come up on this crap? Well, and yeah, you go in and you buy people's everything that they had accumulated over their life.
Well, it's a double fascination, Gary, too, because you get to look over this vintage stuff and you get to walk around their house, which mm-hmm. is
it
awesome.
Is strange, yeah.
True. I'm addicted to estate sales.
All right, well, Gary, keep it under control, buddy. We don't want you to lose your family on estate sales.
All right, great.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't do that stuff.
Kind of hard to come by, though. Like, how often?
They have websites to track these things.
There's like, I'm telling you right now, where I live, those signs are out
they?
All the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, people, you know, croak it out.
There was, croak it out. You croaking it out?
Croaking it out, baby.
We got a Facebook message coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan said, what happened to the golden era of going to the Champion outlet store and getting basketball jerseys that were slightly misprinted for $5? Let's talk about that quickly.
Okay.
Because that just...
When they were still here, though, as a company.
Yeah, so Champion, for if you're younger, they're a Rochester company.
Yeah.
And all of the football, basketball, hockey, all the sports jerseys they made were produced in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like five Champion outlet stores across the greater Rochester area. The one that we would go to was in Greece on Ridge Road.
It was like Factory Rejects.
Yes. But like some of them were great where it was just like a minor little thing. Some of them like, you know, it was like
one sleeve was longer than the other.
You had that, like it was like a Pistons logo on like a Sacramento Kings jersey. But they had these bins that were like $1 to $5. Yeah. And I would just go in. It's the only jerseys I could afford as a kid.
Know.
Yeah, right? You know, so I would just, and I would buy all of them. Those jerseys at the thrift store now, or at these vintage stores. Yeah, no, hundreds of dollars, depending on which ones. And it's always the ones that were misprinted or rare that I got when I was a kid that are worth the most money.
Huh.
And it is infuriating.
What'd you do with the ones you have?
I
know what you did, but you spilled crap all over.
Well, I was like, you
know. The way you used to eat.
I was like,
you'd be surprised. Even stuff with stains, people will buy because they just think, I'll fix it. I'll worry about that later.
Wait. Stained up clothing.
I've seen some of those vintage, especially like the sports stuff. Like they'll have like a tear in them, or there's a reason somebody got rid of it. You could tell, but people are like, I don't care. I'll look past that because I know how much this thing's worth.
So I've been doing that recently. Like I've been trying to buy back the Champion jerseys I had as a kid, like basketball jerseys. So like over the weekend, it was a couple of weekends ago. I got a David Robinson, the Admiral, Team USA jersey.
My God, how long has that guy been out of the league?
So this jersey was made in 1992. It's a Team USA Dream Team Olympic jersey. And it's supposed to be white, but you can tell it's sat around in someone's attic for a while.
Yellow?
So it's tinged slightly, but I don't care. I want
to wear dingy clothes.
It was cheap.
Stains and rips.
It was cheap. I'm going to wear it next week. It's a great jersey. You never see the David Robinson
dream
team.
I don't do dinge.
Dingy Duffy.
Dingy Duffy.
And his slightly yellow jersey.
It's not yellow.
It'll match his teeth.
It's more a taupe. You mother... Let's take a break.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.